have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Well, good morning. Indeed, it is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina. I'm thinking about using Dr. Kaz. How do you like that? Leave me a comment. Dr. Kaz. You know, I recorded that new introduction this morning. The last one just seemed a little bit harsh to me. Just, it was the first one I did, first take, so I'm still experimenting with that introduction. What I didn't say in there is this radical personal transformation is not only for us personally, but I work with individuals, yes, personally, but also small businesses and corporations, both with the CEOs and groups and teams within corporations, to move the needle, to become goal achievement machines in their organizations. So it runs the full spectrum of getting from where we are to where we want to be. And I don't do just point A to point B. My intention is to move you from point A, from where you are now, all the way to what I call your pot of gold somewhere over your rainbow. And I say your rainbow and your pot of gold because you get to define that. And that's what we talked about the last few days here, is those big dream goals, moving you to that place inside through yesterday's meditation or meditative experience, moving you into the silence where we find those answers. When we let the monkey chatter, when we let the thoughts slow down and settle down, and we simply ask the question, what is it that is mine to do? Perhaps you know what you want in your life, in your business, for your company, and that's great. A lot of people don't that I talk to. They say, I have no idea. Because they've just been settling. They don't know how to do anything different than what they've always done. They've been on autopilot. I like to call them zombies. A nicer term is conscious competence. Well, I would go further than that. I would say unconscious competence. Just look around you. Just look at around you at the results. Whatever results you're seeing show up in people's life over and over again, that tells you what's going on in their thought process. This whole show and my whole life work is about taking matters into your own mind. Taking matters into your own mind. Thinking into results. A new way of thinking and being, perhaps, for many people, to take control over their life and living and what they want to experience. We are creative, spiritual beings having this human experience, and we're always called to be, do, and have more. That's the nature of the energy of life and living. We live in this spiral universe, pulling us always and ever upwards into more and into greater and greater good. That's why so many of us do feel that nudge inside, that nudge that's saying, hey, there's longing and discontent in here waiting to be satisfied. Do something about me. I'm laying in here dormant and you're not giving me any attention. So that's what this is all about. This is my life work. There's so many laws that we have to be aware of and have to gain an understanding of. We can have knowledge of them, and so many people do. So many people have a tremendous knowledge of the laws of the universe that they read 100 books, on the law of attraction and everything else that you can find out there. All the prosperity books too. And that's good. That's a good start. Great foundation. I don't knock knowledge. Knowledge is necessary to get understanding. But when we read the book and we put it up on the shelf, it's just our nature not to hold on to it for a long period of time. What we have to do is we have to assimilate it. We have to embody it. We have to study the material, immerse ourselves into it, practice it, live it, walk in the energy of it. You don't hear me use the word law of attraction for a lot of reasons, because I think over the years it's kind of gotten a bad rap. And this is really about the law of attraction and attraction laws and principles. I like to refer to it as the law of mind action, because as popularized by the movie The Secret, you would think that all there is the law of attraction. The law of attraction is a real valid law. It absolutely is, and it absolutely is law. We're either cooperating with it intentionally, or we're participating with it because we have no choice by default. Everyone has attracted into their experience whatever results they're getting in their lives by the thought they think. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely true. But what so many don't understand is the law of attraction isn't the only law. It's not just one law. Just like in life and living, we live with many laws. All the laws of mathematics. Just consider, I'm not a math guy, and for good reason. I don't know. I need a calculator, and I probably struggle with that a little bit. But just think about mathematics, whether you're good at it or not. There's just laws and principles that are. 1 plus 2 is going to always equal 3. It's mathematical law, and of course it goes much, much, much deeper, especially when we get into all the branches of mathematics like trigonometry and algebra and all that stuff. Mathematical laws, scientific laws like gravity, like hot air is lighter than cold air. It's just law. It's just the way things are. The law of attraction is. It cracks me up when I see things out there. And I've probably said this before, that, well, I tried the law of attraction and it didn't work for me. What do you mean you tried it? It just is. That's like saying gravity didn't work, so I'm going to go roll around on a skyscraper and just, you know, see what happens. You know, the law is law. And when we understand the law, when we intentionally cooperate with the law, we can use it to our advantage to more quickly move into our field of experience that which we'd like to see show up in our life. Our desires expressing here and now sooner than later. But what else I was saying is the law of attraction. I've even seen comments and quotes out there that the law of attraction, somebody, a guru or something, saying the law of attraction was founded in 1967 by a guy named, it always was. It wasn't just invented. It's, you don't invent law. Law just is. But preceding the law of attraction are other laws that come into play in order for us to understand and cooperate with, in order for the law of attraction to be cooperated with in a significant and effective way. And one of those is the law of vibration. And we'll talk a lot about that on this show. We have to shift our vibration. One way to look at this, just very briefly, because we can spend a whole show or a couple of shows just on the law of vibration, but that law is everything vibrates. We live in an ocean of motion. The entire universe is vibrating. Nothing is dormant. Nothing. Even frozen solid ice, even though the molecules have slowed down, it's still moving. It's still energy. Even a cadaver photographed the right way, you would see it moving. If it wasn't moving, how else would it decay? So everything is moving, everything is vibrating, and everything has its own frequency. What we are, and also what we want. That's why you probably often heard it said, match the vibration and the frequency of what you want, and the thing is yours. Again, we'll talk more about that, but I want to invite you to consider the law of vibration and frequency and how that works just by considering a radio station or a radio device, let's say. And those of you that are old enough to remember analog radios with a dial on them, right? If we're listening to news talk radio at the bottom of the dial there, and we want to listen to smooth jazz or classical music, what do we have to do? We have to change the frequency on the radio in order to move the dial, to shift the vibration up the dial to where smooth jazz is vibrating, where the frequency is being broadcast, or to the classical channel. We can't stay on the all news, all talk, all the time channel, expect to hear smooth jazz all day or classical all day. We get that. We understand that. It's the same way with attracting things into our field of experience. If we're in a negative vibration, which is the law of polarity, another law, if we're in a negative vibration, and so much comes into play with that, our attitude, the thoughts we think, the way we're feeling, the actions we take, the behaviors we participate in. If we're in a vibration that's not in agreement with the good we would like to receive, it's not going to happen. It's like those two different radio stations. So we have to be aware of all these different laws, and the law of vibration is one of them, but there's so many more. There's the law of thinking, the law of supply, of course, the law of attraction that we talked about earlier, the law of receiving. We have to learn how to be good receivers. Sounds simple, right? But so many of us are not good receivers. We go out to lunch with somebody and says, I'm going to pick up the check. No. I couldn't let you do that. You know, and we're not good receivers. So there's a law of receiving. There's a law of compensation. A law of compensation, yes. A law of non-resistance. A law of forgiveness. A law of sacrifice. A law of obedience. A law of success. A law of polarity. We talked about that a little bit. A positive side and a negative side. Everything has its opposites. A law of polarity or a law of opposites. A law of gestation. You know, look at a seed. Look at an acorn. Look at the potential in the acorn. Everything has a different gestation period. And so do our thoughts and our dreams as we hold them dominant in our mind. It's fascinating, but they're laws. They're universal laws that are at work all the time, whether we cooperate with them or not. So with that in mind, I invite you to stay tuned to this show as we move through all these different laws. As we attach these laws to what we want to move into our field of experience. By taking matters into our own mind, we move the needle in our lives. We move ourselves all the way from point A to that pot of gold to point Z, I like to call it, getting there. It doesn't take any more effort to make the big quantum leaps in our life as it does just to move from point A to B. It's just we don't think big enough. We just have a short-term goal of making it to lunchtime, you know. We got to think big and dream big dreams. So that's why the last couple episodes have been moving you to that place where you consider what is it that you want. Remember that one a couple episodes ago? Work on that want list. Work on that big dream goal. Identify it. What is it? What do you want? And we'll move from there through these laws. Once you identify what it is you want, we'll move through these laws, identifying exactly how we cooperate them with them to move into our field of experience, everything and whatever it is we want. You tell me what you want, and I can show you how to get it. Remember, you don't have to know how. You just have to know what it is. And don't forget, I always invite you to reach out and inquire about having a consultation, a free consultation with myself or my wife, Tanae. We are the proprietors of Success Ocean International. We are Proctor Gallagher Consultants, facilitating thinking into results in a number of other programs that gets you from where you are to where you want to be. So we can have a conversation about that, whether it's for you personally, whether it's for your small business, whether it's for your corporation. We do advocate setting a business or professional goal and a personal goal. Not more than that at one time, but let's talk about it. Let's see where you are. Don't know what you want? Let's have a conversation about that too. We can help you with your passion and purpose. That's going to be a wrap for today. I thank you for tuning in. Again, this is Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina. Thinking about going with Dr. Koz. Tell me what you think about that, Dr. Koz. Yeah, piggybacking on the popularity of another doctor, but hey, what the heck? It's all marketing, right? Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, the Genesis Frequency. Thank you for listening.